members, or we could do the comp plan and rezoning together. Might save a little bit of time.
Comp plan first.
So the comp plan public hearing will be at the common council.
Okay. Mr. Weekly, you discuss the comp plan amendment?
Sure. And I'll start, and then he might chime in every once in a while. So again, the comprehensive master plan, when they first did a comprehensive master plan, they've already done a comprehensive master plan amendment and a rezoning for that matter. Changed the majority of this property to R5 residential for the single family residential subdivision. They did not do a comp plan amendment or a rezoning for the area that staff has always been asking be a commercial line. So now that's why they're asking for the comp plan amendment, is to make the change to the comprehensive plan, but not for commercial. Change it so that it's allowed as residential. Because right now the comp plan shows that area still what it used to be as a future business park. So they want to get rid of that and make it all single-family residential. Staff does not object to the small portion of that request, and related to that is they reconfigured that lot and another lot, and they reconfigured the stormwater lot. So the parts outside the commercial area, and there are a little piece that's outside the commercial area, staff does not object to comp plan for that. But for the remainder of the lot that would be commercial, we are objecting to that part. So this is going to be one of those things where if the Planning Commission agrees with staff's recommendations, certain changes will have to be made. If you agree with the applicant, other changes will have to be made. Actually, fewer changes have to be made if you agree with the applicant, which is get rid of the commercial. Make it all single family rooms. Fewer changes have to be made. If you agree with staff, then more changes will have to be made. And that ties into, again, with the rezoning as well. The same kind of changes will have to be made to the rezoning. Smaller changes if you agree with the applicant, bigger changes if you agree with the staff. And so there's wording in those resolutions to cover this. And so I guess I would go there next. Again, the comp plan, just briefly mention. So from the beginning, staff's always been asking that some portion of that area would be left as commercial because of what the comp plan showed before. We think that a neighborhood commercial in the long run would be a good thing. I don't know if they really disagree about long run, but long run could be really long. And so they prefer look at it today, look at what would work today. Single family res would work the whole thing today. There was a concept review in front of the common council. There were some concerns and reservations, but they weren't all the same reasons. Some of them were about the stormwater pond, maybe some of them were about the comp plan. It wasn't really clear, and that was only a concept review. So the preliminary plat showed that area as just a holding pattern as a future commercial outlot, not because they were agreeing with it, just because they didn't want to slow down the preliminary plat. But the preliminary plat does show that it's commercial, or an outlot reserved for commercial. So the bottom line, this one item, whatever decision we make for the comp plan amendment will have to be the same decision we make for the rezoning. If you agree with, so now the details are, if you agree with staff and you want to keep that area commercial, you would be adding a condition at the last page of the staff report. So we'd be talking about the Planning Commission recommends the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan be amended to change the future land use designation for Outlot 5 of the Oakwood at Ryan Creek Preliminary Plat for Business Park Commercial. So if you agree with keeping that commercial, that motion or that recommendation has to be added to the motion for the preliminary plat. So then we have to keep that in mind when we make the decision on the reason for the final plat. So that's one of the changes. Then actually in the resolution, or actually the ordinance for the comp plan amendment, there's some added language in there on the second page at the top. states that instead of the portion of the property from northwest corner of 76th and Oakwood described in the zoning ordinance, staff recommends amending the 2025 comprehensive master plan and changing the future land use designation for only an approximate. So again, if you agree with staff, keep that commercial, that language stays. If you don't want this area commercial, that language has to be yanked out. And a similar change has to be done for the rezoning, whichever way. So that's the conference master plan. If you agree with the applicant, yank out that language in the ordinance, don't add that recommendation at the end of the staff. And that's just a public hearing. Good. And we still have to have the public hearing at the council.
Okay.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 7, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Oakwood at Ryan Creek LLC for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a portion of the certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to R5 Suburban Single Family Residence District for the property located at the northwest corner South 76th Street, West Oakwood Road, bearing tax key number 934-999-2010.
Okay. Here's the name of the property closed. The hearing for the rezoning.
Again, for rezoning, similar to the comp plan, the zoning for that area is single family residential, R2. They want it to be R5. So they have to change the zoning to R5. They only did that for the majority of the property. They didn't do it for this area. A small portion of this area has to be rezoned R5 no matter what. If you agree with the applicant to get rid of the commercial, you want to rezone the whole thing to R5. So again, from an action standpoint, the resolution for the rezoning contains some language in brackets. If you want to get rid of the commercial and have it all residential, remove that language. Also, do not add that recommendation to the motion of the plat that's at the back of the staff.
Okay, how are you doing? So this is a public hearing, you probably noticed that now open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak? Alderman Nelson.
I got a good voice.
Yeah.
What's that? I'll just hold it. John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Alderman District 6. I've been working with this developer since before the early concept phase. They have been fantastic to deal with. I've been sometimes a little needy, and I've been getting great responses. I have a lot of questions because I had questions brought to me, and developer's been fantastic to deal with. No smoke and mirrors, very straightforward. That's what I like. That's what I respect. I fully support this being moved to solely residential. Okay, I understand the forward-thinking Franklinites. I've only lived here 51 years. I understand I'm a newbie. But nothing is going on 76 in Oakwood. Nothing's going to be going on for decades, if ever. Right now, we're looking at a developer that's got a high demand for single-family, upscale single-family residences. That's what I believe should be put there. That's what I believe the support is for. And I'd like to see it move forward. I'll let the developer discuss on what the assessed value increases will be immediate with the development of these properties. Another thing I really enjoy, and I know the developer, I don't want to take his thunder off of this one because it's a good one, but how they are looking at putting this very nice entrance development, naming of the property area, the fountain, all this stuff looks fantastic. and really is going to be a very big gem of this area. Immediate. So this is going to be something that we need in this area, and I can only applaud the developer for coming in and being very flexible, very transparent, and I believe they've been fantastic to deal with.
No, it was just because we were crazy busy and it took that long to finish up.
Okay, the question is from the commissioners to staff relative to the new zoning. We've got to provide some direction here.
Quick question. If we do zoning commercial, what would be the limitations or restrictions for commercial as opposed to commercial?
So we are recommending the B1. So the neighborhood commercial. So in addition to all the funkiness that goes along with the SIC codes, doesn't always make sense. Generally speaking, it's the stuff that would be most compatible with single-family residential. But I agree, it could be a long time before somebody builds commercial.
Okay, with a bar or something like that would not be allowed?
I don't know offhand.
I'm sorry.
I would just say that the speedway over at the corner of Church Street and Highway 100, Flowers Lane, is zoned B1 and was allowed as a special use. So on the more extreme end of the uses that could be allowed at that corner, if it was zoned B1 commercial, you could have a gas station with a special use approval. And a lot of offices and things like that would be allowed as a commercial.
Any further questions?
So I brought up the exhibit that the applicants have provided for the rezoning and comp plan amendment. This is the 3.25 acre area that they're proposing to rezone and amend the comp plan for. Outlot 5 of the approved preliminary plat, which staff is recommending remain commercial, is only a part of this. It's basically this area over here. It excludes some of this, which is part of Outlot 3. So staff's saying, rezone this part, which got missed the first time around, and don't rezone this part. But this shows the whole area that is being proposed to be rezoned and the comp plan amended for.
We do have a
call.
If you want to put that on the table in the area there, bring that up on the screen.
Show me this.
includes that large piece there and then just a sliver of top of it. That's the part where we're all saying this should have been identified, it's just technical error. Then the pink piece is the piece where we're not even going to move this out. We want that changed to identify, and we want to put the stormwater in that section. That allows us to move the stormwater from a different section into the corner, create an amenity, and create three more lots, rather than the lots of comfort. That's what we're asking.
Can you point out what we're up against? There is the stormwater.
Basically, just moving it over to the south.
So, actually, you're going to add two more lots?
Three lots.
Same street configuration?
Same thing. We're going to get three lots doing this, and then putting our stormwater in the T-shaped part of this in the corner, and then building the amenity. That gives us the corner here to do the nice sign and the fencing and things like that.
City Franklin is this commercial point is maybe not a waiting point for us. I just don't
agree with this.
As residential, we get three extra houses, it's $1.5 million worth of valuation and $25,000 to $30,000 in taxes. Right there, Franklin is they're not sitting on a piece of this.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It's okay.
Oh, you did that Tuesday. It was very effective.
This is the game.
How much in tax? What was that?
It's $25,000 to $30,000 a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we don't have confidence in the commercial corner. We don't think this is where commerce is headed. We think commerce is headed to the Rock. We think commerce is headed to Port Keys. We think it's headed to these spots where there's walkability and the kind of half apartments. We're really not seeing a lot of activity in commercial corners. But honestly, we're seeing the commercial corners with old bars and restaurants that don't bank on it. You know, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the new money flowing into these large areas, often sponsored benefits, you know, feeding a lot of action points. Okay. So we're just not seeing this a market for commercial corners. We want to turn this vacant land. It helps our economic. It also gives us an aesthetic and identity. I mean, our vision is to have a stormwater pond, all managed by an HOA. We're envisioning a fountain. We're envisioning the same sign that we put in all the areas. This is kind of our standard design. And then a split rail fence kind of that runs the corner. So we're struggling a little bit with where to put signage on this parcel and wall. The Schweitzers kind of took the parcels on the outside of the outskirts of this development, so we're sort of driving these roads in. So we're having a hard time really creating an identity in the first place. This gives us a way to do this on that corner. That's important to us. Without having the tax base and the council building, we just think that, quite frankly, we just think it's better to be safe than we just make this structure.
I understand how you're going to move the stormwater pond closer to the road. You can create three lots. What is the value of those lots?
The value
of the property would be on the house.
$500 to $600. It's more than $1.5 million for those three lots.
Yeah.
that language that's in the brackets? In the page 2, the whereas?
And remove the language from the brackets.
Removing the first paragraph on page 2? On this one also. So in the ordinance. Or the ordinance. So we'll be the draft.
Recommend approval of resolution additionally occurring in final plat for Ironwood Manor subdivision approximately South 76th Street from West Oakwood Road.
Removing condition number 9.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.